Now I would like to introduce you Dr. Leah McNeil, who is our naturopathic physician. And today we're going to be discussing hormones, which if you're a woman out there, and men should be listening too, because this is important. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
This is really, really important. We talk about it all the time. So let's first talk about the first everyone, all women think about is estrogen. So what does estrogen do for my body?
Estrogen is one of the female hormones and male as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it would be. That makes sense.
Men have a little bit. But estrogen during our menstrual years is responsible for helping with ovulation. It actually helps with our skin plumpness so that we don't get wrinkles and our skin's nice and thick. And it helps bone density with heart. But the biggest thing really during our menstrual years is developing the lining of the uterus so that it can either take a baby if you get pregnant or shed the lining for your period.
So if you don't have enough estrogen, let's say, then you can't make a baby? Or you can't hold a baby?
If you don't have enough estrogen, you're not going to ovulate.
You're not going to
necessarily.
So you can't get pregnant.
So your eggs.
Right. You stop ovulation. You stop ovulation because of progesterone as well. But there's a whole bunch of other factors, follicle stimulating hormone, luteinizing hormone, other things that are involved in that. But when we start to lose estrogen, our skin gets thinner. And we, especially vaginal tissue gets thinner and we get drying and irritation and itchiness and infections increase.
Oh, that's interesting.
And some women get bladder problems too when their estrogen drops.
So then what's progesterone?
Progesterone is actually what I call the mother hormone. Because progesterone we all have, men and women and kids, and it helps to make estrogen and testosterone and DHEA and cortisol and aldosterone and a whole bunch of other hormones. It's right down there below cholesterol. Cholesterol we need to make all of our hormones. And so cholesterol is made, then pregnenolone, and then progesterone.
Pregnenolone?
Pregnenolone. Sounds like pregnant. Pregnenolone.
No, I haven't heard that one. Now, what does that do?
It's a precursor to progesterone. I personally don't use it that much because you don't know when you give something like that that's way high up on the chart of hormones where it's going to go.
I see.
In making stuff.
I've never even heard it. Have you ever heard of it?
No,
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it's sold over the counter. I don't recommend it that often. Actually, but progesterone is also very important in our periods, ovulation, keeping a pregnancy, mood, thyroid.
Mood?
Oh, it does. It helps a lot with mood. It helps
with
water weight.
Do we want to put a little bit of that in our water? You mean that would replace vodka?
Well, no. That might make it worse. No, progesterone actually, especially in our later years, as we're going through that perimenopausal time, is wonderful for women who start to develop migraines before their periods, as our periods...
Well, you know, that's important because
it is important.
What? Actually, I was just talking to a woman about that she says, I get a really bad headache or migraine right before my period.
Mm-hmm. So she gets it every month?
Like a bad headache.
Wow.
And then, but this recently happened to her. She literally went blind on either, you know, like she couldn't see the sides, peripheral vision.
Yeah.
Would that be part of it too, do you think?
I mean, migraines are complicated, but women that get migraines right before their cycle or maybe a couple days into their period can be progesterone related.
Well, what if you don't have a period anymore and you're still getting migraines, though? Is that...
Well, that could be... there's tons of reasons.
Okay.
Allergies are a big factor.
Really?
Migraines, food allergies. Cyclical migraines, though, with cycles, I tend to see more hormonal-based.
Meaning if you have one a month or if you have one a year or...
Monthly. I would say the hormonal ones I see more are before women have their periods.
Okay. So I think listeners, if you're listening... You're getting migraines.
Yeah, or if you want to call us and talk to Dr. Leah. She's here to take your questions. I'm going to give out our numbers, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. It's very easy for her to do that. But, if you've got this burning question, why not call and ask her?
Well, I have to say, I never really related... migraines. Mm-hmm. I've never really understood migraines.
Migraines
I got migraines when I was pregnant.
Oh,
you did?
Yeah.
See, and I got them way late. I've probably just had within the last 4-6 years. Hmm. And I can count. I mean, three a year or four
thyroid,
a year.
Thyroid, maybe?
We keep working on that thyroid. You know,
what was it you said out in the green room? It takes some people to be at the end before they take something, but then there's some people that do it as a precursor.
It's the change thing. My husband came up with this. He talked about this when he did some business consulting. He said, when people are having a difficult time changing,
right,
when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than our perceived fear of change, then we will change. Because a lot of people have this fear or this fear of pain when they're changing. Like, if I stop doing this, then that's going to happen. You know, they have this whole fear. But when the pain of staying the same becomes greater, then we will change.
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to trust if our doctor says to us that we're low in any particular hormone, then we should be taking a supplement, which, you know, you offer, which are bio-identical hormones, which are not the, you know.
My mother is speaking.
I know. I try to speak to my friend about the importance of taking care of yourself now, you know, rather than wait till something horrible happens.
Right.
And so I'm just a believer to, you know, I'm on, you know.
That's Pam.
Bio-identical hormones. I am on thyroid medication. I am, you know, I believe that, you know, if my doctor said I'm low, I take it.
Yeah. And it's supporting your body.
That's what I think.
When I think of bioidentical hormones or natural hormones in the form of herbs, or I think of it as balancing our body, because a lot of these hormones will bring up our levels if we're too low, or bring down our levels if we're too high. They bring us to a balance, as
just
opposed
so we can
to
feel good.
Forcing it.
You know, it's like when we talked about preventing colds, and you said, you know, put cold water on your neck. And your underarms. I do it every day.
Yep.
You know, because I want to not get a cold, you know, and so I just try to do these things to prevent. I hate with all of my being sick. It's like the worst, and I've had some of that in my life. So I think that's the fear of I don't want to feel like
maybe
that.
Maybe that is. Yeah, because you have been laden with that.
Yeah, I have. I've had stuff. I mean, not horrible stuff, but enough stuff that, you know, I guess like having shingles, that's, you know, a horrible experience.
Well,
okay, I want to get back into something, because when we were out in the green room, we talked about testosterone.
Right.
And I didn't realize, okay, I want you to talk about it as we need it. But if some people are depressed and lack of, you know, libido and you know, regular doctors, Western med, give you the depression medicine. Here you go. Take the little pill. Right. You'll feel better. But yet you say they could just be low in testosterone.
As one factor.
As one factor.
Like men, when men are low in testosterone, a lot of men can get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
They can get low motivation, low stamina, and they don't attribute it to maybe their testosterone until their libido gets affected. Mm-hmm. And libido is usually one of the last things affected in low testosterone.
Really?
You'll have all these other things happen first, and then the libido's affected, and they're like, my testosterone must be low. I mean, that's a huge factor. And the problem is our lab reference ranges are huge for testosterone.
Well, I love the way you said that. So share that with the audience, because that is so important.
Yeah. In men, testosterone levels start to drop in their 30s.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
Sorry, Benny.
I'm right on point. It's not always for Max.
Well, but still, you know, sex drive in men peaks at 18 to 20.
Oh,
right.
Jesus.
And then it slowly starts to drop.
That's why we need toy boys.
Sorry, ladies. Make sure to step it up a little bit.
You know, that is really, I've heard that before. And then women are like 35 or something when they peak.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's like a little goofed up here.
Like, we don't need it. It'd be nice if we had that together.
Right.
But like reference ranges, for example, on labs are 200 to 800 for testosterone.
Yes.
So you're looking at a huge range.
Mm-hmm.
Some men, probably most their life, were always up around the 800 mark, and they were fine, and they felt good. Maybe some men have always been around the 300 mark, and that was fine. So if you have a man that's always been up there in the upper reference range, and you might not know what the reference range was, then they start dropping. And maybe when you finally draw their blood, they're at 400, and they look fine, but they're depressed and they have stamina, their muscle mass isn't as good, then they still look normal on that range, and you can't technically give them testosterone, bioidentical testosterone. It's not until they get so far down low that it's a problem. And that's the problem with testosterone right now, is that we can't give it until you're really
showing
low.
Your naturopathic doctor can't give it either?
Well, we can prescribe it now as naturopaths, but it's just not in that time yet
line.
Where we can give it unless they're really low. Like progesterone and estrogen and some of these other things, yes. I can give to women when they're not technically low on reference ranges. It's because of their symptoms.
Right.
And I'm like, well, you probably need a little bit. But for testosterone, because it's considered a steroid hormone, it's controlled substance, you can't do that. It has to be low.
For heaven's sakes. Well, we got a lot more to talk about. Because I'm like, this is just not fair, these poor men. But anyway, we need to take
poor
a
women.
Break. And the women, too, of the men. But anyway, we need to take a break. This is Chat with Women. We'll be right back.
American woman, steal it from me. American woman, mama, let me be.
Have you been trying to figure out what to do with all the photographs you have been keeping in shoeboxes or on your hard drive? Producing memories can help. They use state-of-the-art editing software to combine motion to your photos along with music, text, and burn it to a DVD. They can even work with old video. This is a perfect gift for someone you love. Birthday parties, anniversaries, weddings, pet tributes, or memorial tributes. Producing Memories takes the time to meet with you and help you come up with ideas to portray your photographs and or video reflecting a special personality. Located in Kirkland, Producing Memories has over 15 years of video production experience and now offers professional photography and video services for your event. Start planning now by calling Producing Memories today at 425-463-6549. That's 425-463-6549. Or log on to producing-memories.com. Again, producing-memories.com, where you can also view online demo videos. 425-463-6549.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Hayes, and 23 years of practice, I've encountered few nutritionals that deliver upon their promises. I've discovered Zree, a powerful new beverage, one so compelling I'm promoting its benefits. Zree is a nutritional beverage formulated and endorsed by the Chopra Center for Well-Being, founded by the world-famous Deepak Chopra, MD. Zree is a perfect marriage of modern science and the wisdom of Ayurveda, the 5,000-year-old medical tradition from India. It's a source for increased energy and renewed vitality. And Zree is a tremendous opportunity for personal, financial independence and success. For more information, please visit seattle.myzree.com. That's seattle.myzree.com.
Seattle Magazine, the premier Seattle monthly, is your taste of the city. Seattle Magazine, connecting you to the best restaurants and the region's world-class wine scene, featuring local trends in fashion and the area's best shops, plus must-attend events, urban safaris, and Northwest getaways. Seattle Magazine, profiling the city's most influential people and presenting in-depth local coverage. This month, featuring the annual Best Restaurants list with 190 things you must taste now. From the best breakfast locations to late-night dining, plus the best places to get a laugh in Seattle, colorful spring fashions, and Seattle Magazine's third annual Washington Wine Awards. Seattle Magazine, now featuring Northwest Home, your bi-monthly resource for home decor, Northwest design, and regional architecture. Inside this month's issue, big ideas for small spaces. Search between the issues at seattlemag.com and get connected.
Hi, this is Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle. We're a forum for women and the men who love us, who want to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join us now 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. to be inspired, educated, all with fun and love. Be sure to visit our website, chatwithwomen.com.
If you're interested in reaching thousands of women, for sponsorship information, email us at info@chatwithwomen.com.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do. Spend my time going on with you now.
Welcome back.
You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Pam.
And joining
Pam
us
has
is
no idea what to think about this music.
Leah McNeil. No, both Pam and I went, and Dr. Leah and Benny
She's
are
along
jumping along in the studio.
And tell the ages of
yeah,
us here.
Hello. That's why I'm going to ask, what is a controlled substance?
Benny.
Benny's controlled.
That's right.
A controlled substance is based on different types of drugs, basically. Like there's legend substances, which are any medications that require prescriptions that are not narcotics. Narcotics and testosterone and mostly narcotics and some other drugs are considered class Schedule 3, Schedule 2 or Schedule 3 kind of drugs. When you have your DEA number, you have these certain things you can prescribe. It's a little confusing because the list is huge mm-hmm, for some of these mm-hmm. things.
So what's a Schedule 1? Would that be like morphine?
No, those are, well, Schedule 3, 4. Oh God,
I'm sorry.
Actually, NaturePass in the state just got the ability to be able to get their DEA numbers after several years of
what's a DEA number? You keep throwing me these things.
Drug Enforcement Administration number. So
okay.
Any medical doctor and now NaturePass have to have these numbers in order to prescribe certain medications.
Okay.
So now we can prescribe, you know, Lipitor if we want.
Really?
Not
that you want to. That's what I want to ask, this is a big drug everybody's talking about, DHEA. You hear all the time, that's going to make me younger. That's going to be,
it
you
is?
Know. Yeah, that's what they
it
say.
It is called the youth hormone.
Thank it you is.
Very much.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's supposed to. It is. So tell me, you know, how do I know if I need it? Mm-hmm. You know, again, I'm sure through a blood test, but, you know, what is that about? What's it do for me?
Yeah, that's a great question. DHEA.
Of course it is.
DHEA is made by the adrenal glands. So it's one of those hormones that I check when I do my adrenal panel mm-hmm. on everybody, along with cortisol. But DHEA is the most abundant hormone in your body. Because one of the first things it makes is testosterone. And then estrogen and there's three estrogens. It makes estradiol and estrione and estriol. So it's important for that. And when you take it in that form, you're able to convert it to all the other hormones quite readily. Also, DHEA just in and of itself can help with energy and motivation and making you feel better. Men require a lot more than women because of its conversion to testosterone. Like I'll give men 50 milligrams a day, maybe up to 100 milligrams a day. Women, 5 to 10.
Wow.
Because if you get too much DHEA as a woman, you can get acne on your face, and you can get hair and other things.
I already have that.
We don't need.
Maybe you have too much DHEA.
There you go.
Wow. Well, you mentioned cortisol. Now, what's cortisol?
Cortisol is another adrenal hormone, and I call it our wake-up hormone. Mm-hmm. It's the one that should be highest in the morning mm-hmm. and lowest at night. It starts to go up about 3 or 4 in the morning, but it shouldn't peak until about 8. And it's that cup of coffee. It should be, like I said, the highest in the morning. And mm-hmm. cortisol is responsible for blood sugar regulation. It's responsible for our immune system. It's our natural anti-inflammatory.
Mm.
So a lot of people that have low cortisol have more inflammation in their body, more
really?
Muscle aches and pains.
And did you know that?
No. Yeah, it's a big factor. The problem is a lot of people have the switch, is what I call it, low in the morning mm-hmm. and high at night. Mm-hmm. And when you have high nighttime cortisol, you're not going to sleep very well or mm-hmm. you sleep very lightly. And for women, there's been some studies that have shown high nighttime cortisol increases risk of breast cancer. That was studied in some nurses that worked at a big hospital, and they were all night shift workers, and they all had a really high incidence of breast cancer.
Well, it makes sense, you know. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
And that's the other reason why you need to go get your blood work done. You need to. And I know that is a different test.
That's a saliva
true.
Test.
Exactly.
It's an adrenal panel, and it actually checks cortisol, DHEA, progesterone, insulin, a bunch of stuff. But those are important hormones. Our adrenal hormones, which I pound into everybody's head, are so important for keeping us in balance throughout our whole entire life.
Well, I think that the nice part about this, too, is that you just go to Dr. Lee and she does it right there. You don't send us anyplace else. It's all done with you.
Yeah.
You handle everything. I think that's important, too.
And give you that little saliva test to take home. And
yeah, it's a little box and you do this drooling
all day. Because you have to do it in the morning, I guess. Or,
there's four times that you do it in one day. And then you send it in and I get the results about 5 days later. And it tells me a lot. If someone's thyroid's low, their adrenals could be part of the reason. Or if someone's blood sugar's really off, your cortisol, which is part of the adrenals, could be part of the reason. So there's a whole bunch of balance going on.
You see, listeners, there's so much involved in all of this.
It is.
Unbelievable. And that's why you have to go see a doctor and have it all tested.
You have to go see Dr. Leah.
And, you know, even if you're feeling okay and you're getting up there in that premenopausal, you know, you really should go have this tested. So, again, you're protecting from getting sick and taking care of yourself.
Yeah, prevention.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
So important.
So many people.
Well, Leah, what are some of the functions of serotonin?
Serotonin, that's a great question.
Oh,
serotonin is most abundant in your gut. We think of serotonin. Serotonin is the feel-good neurotransmitter in our brain that we replace all the time when we're depressed. But the majority of it, like 90%, is in our intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's responsible for helping the muscles to contract.
Really?
And helping us move things along. It's very important for that.
Okay.
So some people with depression can have a lot more constipation.
Really?
And not that they're exactly correlated, but serotonin is very high in the gut. The little bit that's in our brain is wonderful for making us feel better.
So do you recommend serotonin for people that are having constipation problems?
No, I usually look at other things first, the fiber and water intake and stress and those kind of things. But it does help when people are taking like tryptophan or things that help increase serotonin. I'm not antidepressants, but other things that will help naturally increase it. It seems to help. Although that's not my main focus with constipation is that. But serotonin is also makes melatonin. And melatonin is that nighttime hormone that helps us to fall asleep. And a lot of people that have depression or low serotonin don't sleep very well.
Okay.
It's very common. And a lot of they'll have either early morning wakening or they're just sleeping all the time because, you know, they're just exhausted. But melatonin is made from serotonin, so a lot of people have sleep problems. Serotonin is just, it goes up when we eat a good meal. It goes up when we have great sex. It goes up when we're really happy. You know, so serotonin is it's responsible for a lot of good feelings.
Okay. All right.
Well, now, you know, I mean, to me, all this is kind of fascinating. It's like, okay.
There's a lot.
So now,
is there
really a male menopause?
Yes.
Because I think,
thank heavens,
they have to go through what we have to go through. So what does that mean?
Though? Yeah, what does that mean? Do they run around on their broom?
No.
Yeah.
Do they
have hot flashes?
Yeah, they need a car.
They do a new car.
Hello.
My. Now it explains it perfectly.
Yeah.
My husband's looking at a Porsche Boxer.
Oh, see, there you go. They're trying to increase their testosterone.
Good heavens.
Oh. No, male menopause is called andropause.
Okay.
For women, it's called menopause because it means pause of menses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Whereas androgens, which are testosterone, your testes stop producing them. And so that usually happens late 40s, 50s, and it's andropause. Men go through a midlife crisis or two, and they and they get more depressed, and actually, what really happens is as men go through andropause, their estrogen becomes higher.
Uh-huh.
And
they become more feminine.
They can grow some breasts a little bit, and they get a belly. And they become more sensitive. It's very true. Men become women, and women become men. Because as our estrogen drops, our testosterone becomes more dominant.
For heaven's sake.
We get more.
So what do they do for that? What do you do for them for that?
If a man does have low testosterone, then I will supplement that.
So that's like...
Or DHEA.
That's like the cause of everything, right?
No,
for
really.
For a man, that's like the key.
It can be.
It can be.
Thyroid problems are really big in men, too. I've been seeing more. And
really?
I just don't think it's checked enough. I think a lot of men's thyroid hasn't been checked over the years. So that's a factor. And adrenals, of course. That's all tied together. All of our hormones dance together, and if one's missing or one's lacking, the other ones aren't going to do as well.
So how often do you test blood test? You know, because, okay, I come in and you say, okay, you're low here. I'm going to give you all this stuff to get you balanced. How often do you check to see if now I'm over, you know, because from what I understand, I'm not a doctor, obviously, but depending
on... I don't know. You almost have your...
Sometimes when you take the blood test, our hormones change all day long.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So you could be, you know, that moment in time that you take that blood test, you know, I could be low, but then, you know, 2 hours later, I'm not so low. So how often do you take the test, the blood test?
When I first start a person on hormones, be it thyroid, estrogen, progesterone, DHA, whatever, I like to check at least a month to 6 weeks later to see where, you know, how are they adapting? Are they on the right dose?
Right. Mm.
And I like people to come in around the same time. Like if I drew their blood at 3 in the afternoon after they took their thyroid in the morning, then I'd like to keep it at that just to see. People will come in always fasting because we're doing cholesterol as well. And so I'll check their levels before they took their hormone to see where they're at. So that's kind of important. And there's a range in which I'll draw their blood in the afternoon or something. But most of the time, it's frequent at first, the first month or two, and then it gets further and further out because the person taking the hormones can feel differences month to month.
Oh, so you'll know.
You start to know how you feel on hormones, and you're like, oh, I need a little more. I have women all the time say, oh, I took a couple extra drops of estrogen this month, you know, or I did this and that, because they could tell how they felt after a while.
Well, that's really getting in touch with your own body, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
And that's what you're striving for.
Yeah, for us to know.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. To feel. You know, how to feel. Yeah. What does it feel like? You know, I think the interesting point is that we run along going, I'm fine, but we're not really realizing we're not fine. And we are, you know, what was it you said? It's like a swimming pool, you like to fill it up, or it's like a pool?
Yeah, you fill the tank up, so to speak. And that's like with the adrenals. I rarely do long-term treatment with adrenals because I always say you fill up the tank, and then once it gets full, it can kind of keep going. You nourish the adrenals. Some glands, though, like the ovaries and thyroid, once they poop out, you got to kind of keep once they go through their career change, you got to keep supporting them.
Yeah, and it can't be in food form. This has to be in supplement form.
You did ask me that earlier, and there's some
herbs. I'm big on eating.
Well, there's some herbs like blue cohosh and blue and black cohosh and yam. There's certain things that have estrogen, phytoestrogens in it that help to balance. Sometimes, though, for some women, that's not enough.
Right.
And so the bioidentical hormones come into play, and that's where I'll use those.
Which is good.
I love the idea that we do have an opportunity to fix this.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's give out your information again. I know if I'm driving, it's like, okay, enough. How do I get a hold of her?
Okay, I want to talk to her.
Hormones. I'm in Bellevue, and I'm at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Okay.
And, of course, chatwithwomen.com.
Absolutely.
Right. All your tips are online so they can go, you know, read the tips. Like I said, you know, do the ice cold water to keep from getting sick in the morning.
That's a great thing.
It's a great tip. You know, it gets the immune system going is what you were saying to me. And we're always worrying about the immune system. So, you know, I think it's really important that people pay attention. So we really appreciate you coming in.
We love you coming in.
Thank you. I love this.
Talking about, you know, hormones.
No, I think it's very important. I really do. Very important. And I think it's more important to realize we think we're fine, but you know what? We may not be.
Yeah.
So we may not be running at our own.
Well, get the test done. Find out.
So go to Chat with Women. Click on Dr. Leah. All her tips are there. Everything's there. And all her information. You really want to call the woman. And she's insurable.
You really want to call the woman.
And she's insurable. You know, you just use your insurance. And there you have it. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dr. Leah. You're listening to Chat with Women.